Welcome to Jamie and Stephanie of The Ugly Truth recapping Top Chef season 21.
Yes.
I don't know what episode.
I believe it's episode four. I'm sorry. It's five.
Schwing.
Schwing. Well, we're covering four and five.
Yes, we are. And honestly, I can't see how we could do this a weekly.
I am struggling. I'm like, can we? I don't care who wins.
Literally care not.
None of them are showstoppers.
So Sue won Last Chance Kitchen. What a surprise.
Yeah.
No one saw that coming. What a surprise.
I was really angry about that.
Well, it was an obvious pull.
I mean, hated it.
There was no real. And then
he was always going to be in. It did not matter.
Okay, so this is the tea. And a listener actually wrote in regards to Top Chef as well, which I found fascinating because we knew this as well, that Sue was actually getting married and there was a scheduling conflict, which is why he wasn't in the main group of chefs.
So they wanted him.
They wanted him badly, but he was getting married. And I saw the photos of his wedding. He wasn't getting out of that.
It was a huge.
It was a big wedding. Yeah. He used to be a pro golfer. There's money.
Right.
Like, so this was not a
it
small.
It was not going to be like, hey, we need to reschedule.
No,
or
there was no way.
It was like a massive event.
From what I understand, there's a lot of people who are either recruited or apply, and it's years to get on Top Chef. It's not a quickie, like, oh, I think I'll do it. And
well,
6 months
fun,
later, you're in.
For fun, I went online, and I went to the application process. The application is like a book.
Yes.
It's huge. Well, it's a big, thick manual that you have to fill out.
Yeah.
And all the stuff you have to submit with it.
Okay.
So it's like getting into college.
It's not an
easy. It's a very big undertaking just to apply.
That being said, I'm a little surprised at the caliber of chefs we have this season. Now, first of all, don't be bragging about being James Beard anymore, people. Like, if you get on that show, don't be bragging because y'all don't look like James Beard chefs.
Well, they look like, you know, if you've ever been to a big restaurant like that, there's 15, 20 chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're not all, you know.
No, they're helping you to become prepare. A James Beard chef.
Yeah, and some of them are more responsible.
Well, they're nominees.
Have more responsibilities.
They're not winners, I don't think.
And they don't hire schmucks to work in those kitchens. You're still very, you know, you still have to be amazing.
Incredibly talented people. And you know what? Yeah. I would say, you know what? This is the first season, Stephanie, where I've gone, I could do what you're doing, honey.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, what are you doing? Make me humbled. I want to be humbled by your skills.
Yeah, so far I haven't seen it.
No. So anyway, with that being said, there's been a lot of debate that maybe the location is the problem.
Well, you and I talked about that on the last show. I'm like, Wisconsin couldn't be any more boring. I mean, like I said, I will defend saying it's beautiful.
Sure. Well,
I'm sure the people are amazing. Yes. But for a Top Chef competition, I'm like, really?
But I will say this about it, however. I don't blame the location at all. You know why? Because they're getting top of the line, homegrown, organic, beautiful product.
That's
they're getting
true.
Cherries, cheese coming directly from a cow.
I know, right?
Like they're, and then now, like this.
That's
coming,
why they did like the dairy.
Yeah, and I mean, there's custom meats, and the beer is next level. It's not shit.
Well, and the meat would be like grass fed and all organic and really amazing.
So when these people are like, oh, I guess I'll just make a mac and cheese, I'm like, you know what? Go away. You know what? And when I watched that cheese challenge a few weeks ago, mac and cheese wasn't even in my top five.
You would have thought of, you mean? Oh,
I
know.
Of a million other things to make.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I seriously question the creativity of the chefs. I think they're probably quite talented.
Yeah.
But the creativity is so subpar.
Well, a lot of people on Top Chef, to be fair, struggle with inspiration when you are thrown like, here,
understand.
Make this. That's really hard because chefs are planners.
You're right.
By nature, they are planners.
Yes.
Not all. If you, like you said, like you've been to the kitchen.
Standouts.
You've been to French Laundry.
Yeah.
You've been to Gary Danko.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that although the menu is well planned, there are probably things that some of the chefs do on the fly. Like, hey, you know what? Tonight we're going to serve blah, blah, blah.
It's whatever's in season.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have to kind of be a little on the fly-ish.
If you want to be top of your game.
Yeah, if you want to be the edge.
Yes.
And you know, not just your average.
So anyway, yes, there are a lot of criticisms about this season.
Laura's a little
no one likes Laura.
I don't like her personality. I think she's a bitch.
That's what.
But at least
thinks.
She is.
She's saboteur.
She is. But she's very focused. Like she really wants to win.
I really struggle with disliking Laura personally because she's the only aggressive personality. I appreciate that.
She's like, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. I'm making something.
Well, and not
and
only that, but
you.
It's like there's no room for being polite if you want to win a competition. I mean,
is she French?
I think she's Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I didn't do a deep dive, but I'm fairly certain she's Hispanic. Okay. She has a very successful restaurant here in California. So,
oh, lovely.
Anyway, I don't dislike her as much. They're like, get her off. I hate her. No. I'm like, why do you hate her?
No.
They're like, she's sabotaged. I'm like, she doesn't sabotage.
Seriously. Like, I don't
watch. She's selfish because she wants to win.
I don't watch the show for their personalities.
No. I want to see how good you are under pressure. That's exactly the whole point of the show.
I want to see your food and imagine me eating it.
So the last two episodes, I'll be honest with you, I don't even remember what happened in episode 4. Was that the Supper Club?
The Supper Club was episode 4.
Horrible.
It was horrible. I mean,
awful. No one had any clue how do you not know how to cook a steak, Stephanie? Honestly.
Jamie.
How do you not know how to render fat? I even know how to do that.
The best dish of that whole episode came from, and I can't think of his name, but the guy that's a little bit older that has the disease.
Dan.
Okay.
Dan the man.
And it was a...
He did do well.
It was a pickle dish. like everything was pickled radishes. That was the best dish. They're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, because when you're eating shit all day and all of a sudden you get something refreshing and made well,
you're like... I just wouldn't have only given us 3 cucumbers, that's
with
all.
With all these sauces, and Gail's literally dipping her fingers in the dip.
I was like, Gail, stop it.
I'm like, someone give this woman some bread? Like, what are we doing? It's a
and
show.
Not only that, but if you're going to make a use dish a like that, give them a plate full of veggies. What's the harm?
I don't know.
Like, okay, if I give him more than 3 cucumbers, it's going to look excessive.
And like, the complaint was, you know, with the losing team, with Laura was on it, and she provided this 2-step dessert that everyone hated. Yeah. And they're like, well, you know,
she stole all the ingredients.
We had budget issues. And they're like, she took a third of the budget to make her dessert and it didn't even win. And I'm like... And they were pouting in the store, like literally like,
but nobody stood up and said, absolutely not.
No one said anything.
I would have.
They let her do it. And I'm like, you know what? The quality of the dish is irrelevant. You all let her do it.
Yes.
No one said, stop, Laura.
You were putting vegetables back that are like 50 cents.
And Laura's like, you're an idiot.
Like, honestly, when Stephanie asked her, she's like, well, you know, I was excited.
Here's the thing, Steph. You and I on that show would be like, I don't know, y'all, no one said no. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do what
I would
do.
Too, but
yes, I would not be polite in Whole Foods.
Whole Foods
is expensive.
Very expensive.
If you're going to let me buy Dutch chocolate, I'm buying Dutch chocolate. Yeah. And you can just put your shrimp back, sir. Like, I don't know. Right. So I really struggle with Laura being this villain when she's just taking
she's
what she can
She's not a
take,
villain, yes.
Taking what she can get.
I'm sorry, but Top Chef has always been like, I mean, there's people that have tripped and fallen in the kitchen and everybody just walks over their body.
They
and
do
like,
not
excuse
care.
Me.
The one thing I will say is with all the spills and everything that goes on in the kitchen, they're all used to someone coming in cleaning up after them. And they don't realize, you're like, yo, you got to clean up after yourself.
Yeah,
and they're like,
no
excuse
chef.
Me, what?
Yeah,
I am the executive chef. I don't do that anymore. It's like, you never
you
did
do
it, bitch.
Here. You do here.
Get your rag.
Top Chef should, I'm sorry, but again, I'll say this, and I said this last episode. Have they watched the show?
Apparently not.
It doesn't matter who you are, who you've cooked for, where you've cooked. You are all the same when it comes and you're all, you know.
You're all equal.
And if you haven't been competing as a chef in like competition, it's all brand new.
It is.
It's not like you're just coming into a calm kitchen.
I agree. Planning. So episode 5 is when Sue comes back. And then.
And they tried to pretend like he was struggling.
Who's that one? Who's the girl that got to go back? Angelique or Angela?
Oh, I can't remember her name.
You know what? Honestly, Stephanie, it doesn't matter. She's going to get eliminated.
She's the one. The only reason why I remember her, she is going to get eliminated.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I remembered her is because she said she was Korean and she was adopted when she was 2 from Korea and that she was basically raised by white parents.
Mm.
And well, I don't know if she said they were white, but they're American.
Yeah.
And that's why she's like, so I'm trying to go back to my roots. I'm like, what roots? You were 2 when you came here.
I mean,
you're from Connecticut.
Okay. Yeah. Which is why she, you know, jumped ahead and decided to embrace her foreign roots, or I shouldn't say it like that, Korean roots, I meant. Her Korean roots, and she made pasta that tasted like a burrito. What?
No.
How is that Massachusetts or Korean? Please explain.
And
it was crap, by the way. They hated it.
She's not going to last. I was actually thinking she was going to get eliminated her first episode back.
Honestly, she should have been.
She probably should have, but I think somebody was worse than her. Yeah.
Well, there's always
Shakita,
someone worse.
Or what's her name?
I don't even remember. You know what? I literally eliminate their names the second they're bad. I'm like, I don't know your name.
She
I don't
care. Rasika.
Rasika. Oh, that's right. Because she struggled for a
minute.
Because
she was actually, she won a couple of
she won many in a row.
Did she win an elimination challenge, or she was it did. Just the
no? Yeah. She won the beer, the bar food challenge, yeah. And then she, I believe she won the cheese challenge.
She won two in a row. Yeah, I remember that. Did. So she I was quite or,
yes.
I think they did that as another shock value. Like Stephanie, nobody saw it coming.
Okay, first I'm like, of but all, I saw it coming. Do you remember when we talked about this? You and I talked about Rasika getting eliminated. I said
she'll go to Last Chance Kitchen. I said they'll bring her back.
They're going to eliminate the best, the one person who's really, really good, who they know will easily get through Last Chance Kitchen,
and who's really likable because everybody likes her.
And they'll eliminate because they need, first of all, they need Last Chance Kitchen to be worth watching for starters. Number one, and number two, they need someone to root for.
Right?
Because right now, I think honestly, it's if you're really good at something, you can be not very likable on television, but if your food is amazing, people will have respect for it.
Everybody hated Buddha in his first season.
The viewers will have respect.
No one liked him.
No.
Oh, he's rude.
He's arrogant.
I'm like, and he's too kicking ass.
Right. And you love to see it. Right?
And when he won, everybody, and then he came back for this next one. They're like, it's Buddha. Yay.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh yeah. Now you're all Buddha fans.
And someone said he was too good for the show. It was boring. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, it wasn't.
What are you talking about?
I loved it.
He was overprepared. I'm like, oh my God, the crime of actually being prepared for something.
And you can't prepare. I mean, you can prepare to where you'd be like, okay, depending on the protein, I'm going to make this. Or depending on if it's a veggie dish, I know I can make. You have some things in your back pocket, but you can't ever be 100% sure what you're going to get, especially on Top Chef. And they try to like trip you up.
That's the
they're like
point.
Oh, they all think it's going to be a chicken dish, or it's going to be
all trick questions. The whole show is a trick question.
We'll make it something weird, like alligator.
So episode five is the chaos episode, and they're like,
that was dumb.
It's chaos, and they're like, and they gave them very little parameters.
And I know that guy that was the guest judge was
one likes him.
He was
no
annoying.
One liked him. No
I,
one liked
I didn't
him.
Know who he was. I'm
he's,
like, I think
sure
he's a
local chef person.
He was clearly an accomplished chef. They Whatever. All know who he was and everything. Yeah. But I'm like, well, I don't know who he is. And I think he's annoying.
And we know a lot about celeb chefs. Yeah. And I'd never heard of him. But anyway.
They try to do the up and coming thing, you know.
Okay. Everybody failed.
I thought it
everybody
was.
Everybody failed.
It was dumb.
And Dan won. Tom was like, this is the best thing I've eaten in 21 seasons. I'm like, well, that's bold considering that you did, you know, Master Chefs last year.
Yeah.
Literally worldwide champion chefs.
That was fun. All-star.
All-stars.
Yeah.
And this is the best thing. I thought the best thing you ate was the onion dish from last season.
Well, every year he's going to say that.
Stop whipping that statement out, sir.
That's what I'm like. You can't say that.
Stop it.
You can't say that. I mean, because
the best dish I've eaten in 21 seasons and you were on
cabbage roll.
Shut up.
I know, Tom. You're grasping.
Come on, Tom.
Well, you know, I mean, here's
you
the thing. They have experienced some amazing success
on
the show.
I think
all these seasons.
I just think he said it because it's the best food he's eaten in weeks.
Probably. Well, and maybe he was just really hungry that
day. Like, I'm starving and this cabbage is amazing.
I think they all kind of starve too. They even said that, you know, like they tried to be hungry. And I think it's probably uncomfortable to this season without Padma. I mean, you get a vibe with your team and, you know, even though we're all embracing the newness and we're moving forward and she's great. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's what they're telling themselves.
I saw Padma on Instagram this morning. I'm like, oh my God, I miss this warmth so much.
Don't we though?
Like I watched her make
rice. She's
living
her best life right now.
I literally watched her make rice today and I went,
yeah.
God, just everything about her. You know what? She exudes so much confidence.
We love her.
As a woman.
As a woman.
And I think that's what I'm missing from Kish.
Yeah.
Is that she's a delight. I think she's a joy to be around. I think she's probably kind and all the wonderful things.
Oh, sure.
But there is a little bit of insecurity about her.
Oh, for sure.
And it's been this way since the dawn of time.
Long time.
And
it's nothing new.
It's nothing that, and I would say age would do it, but she's 40.
Oh,
so
is she?
Yeah, so this could just be who she is.
But Padma's 50, to be fair.
Yeah, 10 years can do a lot.
And I know that for me personally, the growth from 40 to 50 was probably my most, like the biggest.
God, Padma is just, I mean, I'm not a stan. Like, I'm like, I don't want this woman.
I don't know me either.
She did bring something that was different, so unique, and why I think why the show was so successful for so long.
Agree.
And I hope that Kish can create
a new. She was very rooted in her own skin, and she still is. But
you can't.
But she's not wrong for why. You know, I read an article the other day about why she left.
I'm
you know,
glad she left.
Like, I really, really, really want to raise my daughter.
Yeah,
and
her daughter's like 15.
Yeah, and we all. And if you're a parent, and we all get that, especially if you've had more than one.
Absolutely.
Because it goes so quickly.
Anyway, with all that being said, the final episode that we're going to review was the chaos episode.
Yeah.
Rasika decided to make a slug to feed the chefs. It was eggplant and crab.
Oh, yes.
That she decided to sous vide instead of give it any kind
it's
of
mush.
Texture.
Yeah.
And so they cut into it, and Daryl and I were watching it, and he's like, oh, that's going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? I've decided not to sear it. I'm just going to put it in the sous vide so it's a really creamy. And I'm like, that's going to be disgusting. So not only was it a gray color.
Right.
Completely.
It had no texture whatsoever.
It looked like a ho-ho because she put like glops of things on top of it. And then they cut into it and they're like, this is slug-like. And I'm like, she's going home immediately. I'm like, she's going home. I've never seen anyone say anything about things looking like a slug or tasting like a sea cucumber.
It's not
and going home.
Want.
It's all the same. They're going home. I don't care how much. And everybody's like, Rasika was robbed. I'm like, she was not robbed.
She was not robbed.
They're like, uncooked dish versus the slug. And I'm like,
are you hearing yourself?
Michelle, the barbecue woman, she created those meat-filled pitas, and some of them were uncooked, and it was pork. And it wasn't undercooked. It was raw.
Oh, it was.
And she's like, I cooked them for 15 minutes. And I'm like, it's fine. It was terrible. It doesn't matter.
I can't remember.
They could have sent them both home, to be fair.
Oh, for sure. But they only could do, well, no, actually, they're now that's the other twist that they've thrown in is like,
now
we're reserving the right to send two people home.
They've done that.
And you won't know.
They've done that before.
No, they have. It was a long time ago. This time they're just announcing
They're like,
it.
This is just so awful. We're sending you both home.
Because you know what? And you might both suck so bad that we can't get through another episode.
We just need to cut you.
You just need to go.
And everyone's like, they were my top three. They were my top three.
Oh, give me a break. What are these people who've never watched the show like that this is their first season?
No, they're hardcore fans and they just are like.
I'm a hardcore fan. And I'm not on anybody's bandwagon right now. I'm trying.
I mean,
Dan is the only one that I'm like, you know,
he's very likable.
He's likable and he's kind of normal.
I'm kind of done with him leaning into the disorder or the disability, but I know that reality TV requires
you have to have a storyline.
So he leans into it quite a bit. We have to see him put on his brace every
day.
I doubt that Dan wanted to focus on his braces.
Sure he's, like,
all the time.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be like, come on, you guys. They're going to just feel sorry for me when I get eliminated now. You know, be like, you guys eliminated
the
gimp.
Maybe he's going to win, and they already know. And they're like, let's just keep focusing on the disabled guy because
I want
that's the one thing
I want
haven't won yet. We've had black people. We've had
women.
We've had name it.
But we haven't done the disability yet.
So.
You know what? And here's the thing. It may sound cruel coming out of our mouths, but you know those people in the reality TV corporate rooms?
They have these conversations.
They're going, we need a disabled winner.
Absolutely.
We need to be all inclusive.
It's the one trick that they haven't pulled out of their bag. So
it's like, well, our first blind Top Chef winner. Stop it.
That's so
like,
true.
We have to put an end to this.
You know what? And like for those purists of those of us that are purists for Top Chef, we just want the best person to win. We don't care.
I don't care
about the storyline or what they look like or where they're from.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously people would start to be sus if it was a white blonde girl that won every fucking time.
Well, in the cooking world, it would be a white blonde man.
Or a man.
But yes, you're right.
Right. So it can't, you know, I do get that they have to have some influence on that type of the production.
I think they take everything into consideration when they choose a winner because there are, I mean, and the reality is, especially in the culinary world,
those people have some black clouds over their heads.
And men tend to have more opportunity to improve their craft,
whereas
women, and especially minority women, do not.
Yeah.
And so I think they take all of that into consideration when they're tasting the food.
Sure.
So for Rasika to be sent home with that dish is, that tells you how bad it was.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because Michelle's undercooked pork kept her there. It had to have been so unappetizing.
I
even said the only way Rasika was staying is if the judges were birds and they liked it because it was slugs.
No one wants to eat a slimy dish. It's going to absorb, first of all, it doesn't have a lot of flavor, so it absorbs what you put on it.
Yeah,
right?
She put in crab, which is the most flavorless seafood on the planet.
And it's soft.
And she didn't season it.
Yeah, I mean, no.
It was so bad. Anyway, with that, they're like, oh, thank God, Rasika screwed up. We're going to put her in Last Chance Kitchen. She'll battle her way through because let's be honest, no one's talented enough to beat her. And she's going to get back.
And Tom gets to decide.
And now we know.
Right.
And now we know he's as corrupt as the NBA refs.
He is.
We know that he's going to
already knows who he's going to pick. Yes. And he already knows who he wants to win. So
with that, you know, I think the top three in the middle, we haven't even gotten to Restaurant Wars yet, which I am not looking forward to.
I'm thinking that should be next.
Well, we're doing sausages next week.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yes, and the Wisconsin's known for their sausages. And well, so it's going to be...
Is it the...
They're going to the sports arena. And
oh, yeah. They the mascots are this. Running.
And yeah, every year we do the voting and all that stuff. And so I don't hate it.
It's all right. I mean, there's been some that were really stupid.
Yes.
Like, do you remember the movie one they did where they went to the movie theater and everybody had to pick... So you had to pick a theme of a movie like sci-fi or horror.
And then
you had to make an inspired dish. It was the dumbest thing ever.
I'm over it.
It was really bad.
I don't know what to say about all of
this.
And
Patna was coming on the screen. She's like, and the winner. I mean, it's like she was the Academy Award announcer. Yes. I was like, oh my God, I can't with this.
I know. But you know what? Sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. And isn't it amazing? Everyone just loves to glug down they water. This season, the water sponsor is getting their money's worth. Yes, let me tell
San
you.
Pellegrino. It's that blue one.
They're watching the chefs glug it down after every challenge. And I'm like, and they're pouring it on the table. I'm like, where's the wine?
I know, right? Remember we talked about that. They kind of have given up on the like getting wasted drunk thing.
Sober is in everyone.
I know, right?
I think they do it when
they're not filming.
I hope so.
Come on. But
I mean,
when they're filming.
All these chefs not drinking, and I'm like, you guys are so sad. And I'm not saying you need alcohol. It's not that.
No, but I mean,
there was a time when they would all sit around and just booze it up, and they're like, thank God that challenge is over. And now it's all like, we're so polite.
I think they do it because people have come through these type of shows. They've come to realize that drinking is very prevalent in culinary world.
We don't want to perpetuate.
Everybody drinks when you're in the kitchen, and it's known. That's why there's so many alcoholic chefs.
Actually, it would be hilarious if they just let them vape.
Oh my God. And they do. Oh my God. In the early episodes, they smoked.
Oh my God.
They were all outside by the jacuzzi in the pool smoking cigarettes.
Hilarious.
And that's one of the things I love about Below Deck is because they all fucking smoke. You're always shocked like when they're
They're in Europe.
And they're on Below Deck, they've really gotten like where there maybe be like one or two Americans, but mostly everybody else is either English or they're from,
like, what is your problem with the smoking?
They all freaking smoke. Yeah. And it's always like, wow.
All right. Well, we've run over time. So with that being said, still not huge fans of this season, but we are going to power through.
We are holding out hope.
Because I have to tell you that hate watching is amazing. Anyway, we're done. We'll be back to review the next few episodes. Hopefully there's some drama. Hopefully Laura sticks around to piss everyone off. Yeah. I would love it. Sue, I think, is going to run away with this thing.
Yeah. He did win, by the way, didn't he? Or no, he was one of the top three, which
was very intimidating to a lot of the chefs.
Yeah. Yes.
But these chefs are just, Stephanie, I
thought I was going to hate the Kentucky season too, but I actually rather enjoyed that one.
I cannot with the lack of creativity. I don't question their skills. I question their ability to be creative.
It's like they all went to Ridgemont High or
something. I can't with it. Yeah. I cannot with it. I'm like, stop. You guys need to knock it off. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.